ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੀ ਲੇਟੈਸਟ ਸੈਂਸੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਪਾਂ ਕਹਿ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ ਕੌਰ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਬੜੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋਏ
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ
ਤੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਸੁਖਜੀਤ ਇਹ ਜਾਣਨਾ ਚਾਹੂੰਗਾ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਅਤੇ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਰਿਸਪੋਂਸ ਮਿਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਪਰਫੋਰਮੈਂਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਗੋਟ ਟੈਲੈਂਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ
I can't even start to describe how overwhelmed and happy and blessed I'm feeling right now to receive such love from Australia, from worldwide, from the Sikh community, from the poetry community, from Perth, from Melbourne, everywhere. It's just love everywhere.
The thoda message jada siga ode bare ch tusi aande kya siga ke eh bada controversial hoega vivadak hoega siga vi par ik judge de akh de vichon hathru aa gaye ਇਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿੱਡੀ ਵੱਡੀ ਗੱਲ ਸੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਕਿ ਅ ਜੱਜ ਵਾਸ ਮੂਵਡ ਟੂ ਟੀਅਰਸ
Oh, I think that's a really powerful. It was a human moment for me when I looked into the judge's eyes and I forgot I was on a national show. I forgot I was on primetime TV. I just remembered I had to say a message and Australia heard. Eddie Perfect heard. He saw me and he heard me and that means so much more to me than anything else.
Mhm. ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਗੱਲ ਕਰੀਏ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਉੱਥੇ ਡਿਲੀਵਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸੁਨੇਹਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈਗਾ ਕਾਫੀ ਭਾਵਨਾਤਮਕ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਸੀਗਾ ਇਮੋਸ਼ਨਲ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਆਇਆ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪਰਸਨਲ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸਿਸ ਨੇ ਫਸਟ ਹੈਂਡ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸਿਸ ਨੇ
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਆਲ ਮਾਈ ਪੋਇਟਰੀ ਇਜ਼ ਬੇਸਡ ਔਨ ਪਰਸਨਲ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸਿਸ ਆਈ ਲਾਈਕ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਵਰਬੇਟਮ ਪੀਸਿਸ ਵਿਚ ਵਰਬੇਟਮ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਮੀਨਸ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬਡ ਵਰਡ ਫਾਰ ਵਰਡ lines that people have said to me either hate or love or you know you heard that the lady that said in my poem oh we don't want no illegal workers here in Australia and that's a very common thing to hear and I remember that was when I was in year 10 but it clearly struck a chord with me and it stayed with me for a while and I'm so lucky I've got this bogan accent but imagine how it feels when you know a new migrant comes to India and gets hit with that hate and I just think it's just all my poetry is definitely based on
just some of us experience par dassunga ki ki hoya siga anecdotal ki evidence hai oda
hanji bilkul so I was going for my first interview as a checkout chick at Coles back in Perth and it was my first time I was going to be working and I was really excited and I had a meeting with the manager and I went to the reception or like the little not the reception but you know like the front counter and I said mm-hmm. oh yep I'm here to see so and so and this lady looked at me and she was just like complete like shock like she wasn't listening to me she was just seeing me and just seeing I don't know something different and she didn't know how to react so she was just like oh nah I don't think so nah mate I don't know what you're talking about we don't do that and I was like no I've got a meeting with them you know and I was just like a bit confused why she was blowing me off like that and then she finally said oh you know do you have a visa and I said what do you mean a visa like a MasterCard I mean I've got lots of credit cards but I don't know what you're talking about man and then she was just like nah like are you illegally in this country and I was like illegally in this country no one has ever said that to me like I'm used to my parents and you know, because my mummy wears, like, her, you know, Punjabi suit. Papa's got his beard and turban. My brother's got his beard and turban. I'm very used to receiving that mm-hmm. and experiencing secondhand discrimination. But first time's discrimination wasn't easy to, you know, swallow.
And tonu lagya ki kyon hai hoya because of the color of your skin?
Yeah, because definitely.
Because you look different?
Yeah, because I look different. And I think in her mind, all she heard was my Indian accent and she wasn't listening to me. And I was just like, look, mate, like, I'm just like you. We're all like everyone else. Like, just calm down.
Te jede ho to se ik do odich anecdotes shamil kite sige ke thode uncle di turban nu rip kita and your dad was told go back where you come from.
Yeah.
With the T word.
Yep.
Oki sige.
Hanji, so that line about someone ripping off my uncle's turban, that was actually one of my friends from Sydney. And she told me a story about her dad is a bus driver. And it was actually a bit of a news report about that in a couple of years ago. And that really struck a chord. And I was like, oh, my goodness, someone's turban. Because you remember that time, I don't know if you experienced it too, but, you know, a lot of Muslim women, their hijabs were being ripped off. And I saw it with my own eyes in a shopping center in Perth. And that's exactly what it feels to me. It doesn't matter if you're a Sikh or a Muslim or, you know, a woman or a man or anything. The fact that someone is being discriminated against, that does not go well with me. And I have this urge in me that fights to, you know, stand up for whoever is, you know, the voiceless.
ਤੇ ਇਸ ਪਰਫਾਰਮੈਂਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਫੀਡਬੈਕ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ
Oh, absolutely. People have said you know, not only their emotions were proud to see a Sikh woman on TV because they never thought they would see that in their lifetime, and that message that was in the 2 minutes, they never thought they would see it, and it moved them, and that moved me to hear that. But also they would share their stories of, oh my goodness, I feel like you are saying exactly what I'm thinking, but I can't believe it's taken us that long to actually have this conversation in Australia.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਐਕਸਪੈਕਟ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਪਰਫਾਰਮੈਂਸ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈਗੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਕੰਟਰੋਵਰਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਹੋਏਗੀ? ਜੱਜਸ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਬਟ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਇਟ ਨੀਡਸ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਹਰਡ, ਕੋਈ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਫੀਡਬੈਕ?
What I like to say is, you might have heard the Taylor Swift song, haters gonna hate, hate, hate. And I think when you've got haters, you know you're doing something right.
So you
and
shake it off.
I'm shaking it off because I think that there's always going to be a minority in every country, in this beautiful world we live in, that will have, you know, voices of bigotry. And if you might have heard the Eddie Perfect's comment when he said these voices of bigotry are very loud and they need to be, you know, they need to, you know, have some sort of counteract.
Yeah.
And you've brought that counteract. So
can we have you reproduce your performance here?
Sure. Wow, a bit of an impromptu. Sure. Title of this poem is called To Advance Australia Fair. If you're not in Australia, where the bloody hell are ya? Remember the bingle jingle, inviting the world to mix and mingle? Where a fair go was your welcome mat? Unless you're of caramel descent, then ain't nobody got time for that. You see, rocking up for my first job at Coles was like a scene on Border Patrol. Her plastic tag read Dorothy, glasses corded, she hawked, "Do you have a visa, honey?" Caught in a truck's light, I was a squirrel digging for my MasterCard. Caught at a job interview with a question off guard. She repeated again, this time slowly, so I could follow. We don't want no illegal workers here in Australia, honey. Bravo. What makes you Australian? Is it a Southern Cross tattoo or wombat stew crumbled with a Dunkaroo? As if my Aussie passport is temporary or my birthplace a mistake. For all you Dorothys out there, allow me to firmly iterate. For those who've come across the seas, we've boundless plains to share. With courage, let us all combine to advance Australia fair. Upon hearing these lines, do you think of a time when Australia's learnt to share and care and dare to wear its heart on its face, fully aware that most of us in this place are far from fair, but brown and black and slow to attack, but quick to embrace a warm Australia, a handmade Australia, not a shooing Australia? When idiots spit Asama at my brother, I'm confused as to why. On Australia Day, when the night sky spews bigot bile, I'm left traumatised. When a teen rips off my uncle's turban, I'm an enraged flame of pain and shame and sorrow for tomorrow. When a hooning ute throws a rotten peach at my dad and screams, "Go home, you bloody terrorist!" I plead to you, Lara, where the bloody hell are we? My people, the Sikhs, yeah, we have an identity, just like you and him and her, like Prue and Jim and Fleur. You see this hair? It's long and preened and seen. It stands for me and my choices. You'll see that turban. It belongs here in suburban Melbourne to Perth. It says, hey, mate, we're all equal on earth. And if it's really a competition, Dorothy, well, maybe I'm more Aussie than you. If Aussie means equality, because that turban is noble from start to end. It's worn to defend you and you and you. You can trust me, it says. Sikhs in turbans came here in 1860 with camels and carts and courageous hearts. And look at the maxi taxi. We're still driving and steering this country. In offices, in hospitals, and even on stage. To advance Australia fair, page by page. So bring on the slurs and curs and scars and burrs. Take it for the team. Bring the racists into high beam. Let them spew their poison in my direction. So another won't have to cop this disaffection. Shut the gate on the hate state. When people tell me and my family to go home to where we came from, I reply with a smile, tongue in cheek, mate, we've been right at home for the past 150 years. I'm not the one that's a freak. I'm fully Sikh.
Bahut cool, ji. Bahut cool. Tusi shuru kadon kita hai apna is art form nu, spoken word poetry nu?
About 2.5 years ago, I was in Prague. I was doing a study abroad program in the Czech Republic. And I met two girls ਇੱਕ ਮੈਲਬਰਨ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਬਲਗੇਰੀਆ ਤੋਂ ਸੀਗੀ, ਅਤੇ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਸਪੋਕਨ ਵਰਡ ਪੋਇਟਰੀ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ? ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਇਹ ਕੀ ਹੈਗੀ ਚੀਜ਼? ਅਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਯੂਟਿਊਬ ਕੀਤਾ ਅਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਕਲਿੱਪ ਆਈ ਸੀ ਇੱਕ ਫੇਮਸ ਪੋਇਟ ਹੈਗੀ, ਉਹਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਹੈਗਾ ਸੇਰਾ ਕੇ, ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿਆ ਬਾਤ, ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਆਰਟ ਫੋਰਮ ਹੈਗੀ। ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਸਟੱਡੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ ਪੋਲੀਟੀਕਲ ਸਾਇੰਸ ਅਤੇ ਇੰਟਰਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਰਿਲੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ ਵਿੱਚ, ਅਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਦੋਨੋਂ ਪੈਸ਼ਨਸ ਪੋਲੀਟਿਕਸ ਅਤੇ ਆਰਟਸ ਪਰਫੋਰਮਿੰਗ ਆਰਟਸ ਉਹ ਮਰਜ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ। ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਇਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਪਲੈਟਫੋਰਮ ਹੈਗੀ ਐਕਸਪ੍ਰੈਸ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਸਾਰੇ ਇਸ਼ੂਜ਼। ਐਂਡ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਪੋਮ ਮੈਂ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ ਸਿੱਖ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਲਈ, ਅਤੇ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਫਿਰ ਮੈਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਹੋਰ ਵਾਈਡ ਓਰੀਅੰਸ ਮਿਲਿਆ।
ਅਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਰਫੋਰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਲੋਕ ਸਵਾਲ ਪੁੱਛਦੇ ਆ, ਡੂ ਯੂ ਫੀਲ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਅਦਰਸ, ਫੀਲ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ? ਡੂ ਪੀਪਲ ਮੇਕ ਯੂ ਫੀਲ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ?
In a good way or a bad way, are you saying?
Whichever way.
Well, I think I'm a bit crazy. My mum's definitely brought me up. She used to be like, are you an alien? You must be an alien. I've always been a bit pagal kuri. But in terms of difference, I grew up in a school that didn't have many Sikhs. Probably you can count how many Sikhs on their fingers, mm-hmm. how many we had. And I was the first Sikh head girl at that school. And of course I felt different. I had hairy legs and I ate dal for lunch and people would smelt funny. Like, people would be like, what is that? And now it's trendy to eat dal because all the hipsters in Melbourne are getting onto it. As a Sikh, I'm proud to be different. I mean, why, it's a great quote, why blend in when you were born to stand out? Why not embrace that difference?
Excellent.
And I think if you show that you're different and that allows other people and gives permission for them to let their freak flag fly and let them be brave and be bold and face their fears.
ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੁਣ ਕੰਪੀਟੀਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਅਗਲੇ ਸਟੇਜਸ ਕੀ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ? ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਆਫ ਕੋਰਸ ਚਾਰੋ ਜੱਜਸ ਨੇ ਖੜੇ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਯੈਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਯੈਸ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਓਵੇਸ਼ਨ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ, ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਕੰਪੀਟੀਸ਼ਨ ਅੱਗੇ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰੈਸ ਕਰੇਗਾ? ਵੇਅਰ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਯੋਰਸੈਲਫ?
Initially, I had no idea what to expect because I thought this poem, I didn't know if Australia was ready to handle this poem, and clearly it was, and I was very proud and proud to be Australian. But when I first entered the competition, I only wanted, to be honest, all I wanted was that 2 minutes of airtime to share this message of anti-discrimination. And as soon as, it was a bonus that I got through to semifinals. Like, that's amazing. And I never expected that to happen at all. So I'm really excited. Now there's 30 people in the semifinals, and they'll be airing soon, the episodes. And then we'll get some votes from hopefully you guys and all my supporters. And then, might make it to grand finals. And I'll be very lucky if I make it to grand finals.
All the best. All the best. ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਫਾਈਨਲ ਦੇ ਸਟੇਜ ਤੇ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਤੇ ਕੰਪੀਟੀਸ਼ਨ ਜਿੱਤਣ ਦਾ। ਸੁਖਜੀਤ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ 'ਚ ਆਏ, ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕੀਤੀ, ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ, ਅਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਪਰਫੋਰਮੈਂਸਿਸ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸ਼ੁਭ ਇੱਛਾਵਾਂ।
ਆਲ ਦ ਬੈਸਟ।